Hope your Friday's going fantastic. Thanks for hanging out with us on WTMJ. Excited to welcome into the studio Liz Franczyk. She is a foreign language instructor at MATC and the director of the MATC Fast Fund. Liz, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Fast Fund, the MATC Fast Fund. Tell us what this is.
Yeah, so we are a 7-year-old independent nonprofit. So we're completely separate from the college. We're run by faculty. And we try to fill in the gaps that students face. College students today face a lot of different barriers than maybe when you were in college, even when I was in college. And we are just out here trying to help them be successful.
It's competitive. It's expensive.
Yeah.
It's everything, right? And everybody's situation is a little bit different. You talked about filling the gaps. What gaps specifically are you trying to fill?
Yeah. So I think people might be surprised to hear that Wisconsin Community College students on average face about $8,000 of unmet need. And that's like after they put their money in, after they get scholarships, after their federal financial aid kicks in. And they're working, right? These folks, most of them are attending part-time. We're the only majority minority college in the state. And so they're working, trying to fill that gap. But then these unexpected things happen, like a car breaks down or, you know, they get COVID and it can potentially derail their education. And we're trying to step in and obviously get the money fast, right? But FAST also stands for faculty and students together, because as faculty, we're on the front lines, right? We're seeing them in class not doing well because they don't have secure housing or they don't have food or they don't have the right book. So that's
MATC's Liz Franczyk is with us. I love that you step in and you actively try to help people that are really trying to lift their lives up, are mm-hmm. trying to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is food insecurity and housing insecurity things that students at MATC regularly have to worry about, at least some members of your student population?
Huge. Oh, 70% of our students are low,
wow.
are low income. Yeah. I would say like pre-pandemic numbers, about 50% of our students are food insecure, 20% housing insecure. And housing insecure, I mean, I want people to understand it's not just homeless. I mean, these are students who are, they're couch surfing, they're living in their cars, like they're just like trying to make it work. Oh, yeah. I mean, every day they're facing like severe financial problems that are getting in the way of their education. And these are like our future nurses, our future welders, our, you know, and so they're part of our community and we just want them to succeed and to be an awesome member of our community.
This is a time of year where applications are being filled out too, left and right. And you don't want these barriers mm-hmm. to enrollment, mm-hmm. right? You want to have a thriving campus mm-hmm. where students can learn and advance their careers and culture and lives.
Mm-hmm.
And when those barriers exist, those applications don't get filled out
yeah.
as often.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, just to give you an idea, so our organization I mentioned started 7 years ago. That first year, I wasn't around. I mean, I was at the college, but I wasn't a part of the organization. We helped 26 students with about $7,000 of aid. Last year, we helped 1,668 students with almost $500,000 of aid. And this year, we're on track to help 3,000 with almost $1 million of
wow,
assistance.
That's yeah. amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's the thing that I really love about our organization is it's like direct aid, right? We're not making them prove their poverty. We're like, all right, you need help. Let's get you this money as quickly as possible. Take this stress off of you and you can get back on track and, you know, pay attention to your schooling.
Liz Franczyk is the director of the MATC Fast Fund. We all talk about inflation. We talk about it a lot on the show. But when you're literally choosing between do you put gas in your car or buy groceries
oh,
that
yeah.
week, the cost of inflation and the role of inflation for your students, can you talk about that?
Yeah. I mean, the fact that you mentioned about putting gas in your car, I'll tell you a real quick story. I had a student recently who needed help with a security deposit to get into a new apartment. And typically, when I write checks, I write them to the vendor, right? It helps us to kind of track where our money's going. Every once in a while, I have to, you know, give it directly to the student. Student comes in my office. I write a check to her for, I think it was about $300. I ask her, you have a bank account? I mean, just speaking of, you know, not necessarily inflation exactly, but just like the financial systems in our country. And she's like, yeah, I have a bank account. Leaves my office. I didn't realize what she meant by bank account. She meant she was going to go to a check cashing place. So she's driving around trying to find a check cashing place that was open or like didn't have a really long wait. While that's happening, her car runs out of gas and calls me crying. And so I like went and met her to give her a gas card. I mean, it's just like these tiny, it's stuff that like you and I don't think about, right? It's I've written checks for students for $20 to get them by. Like it's such a small amount of money that makes a huge difference. And a lot, I mean, lately, I will say we've seen a lot more students, immigrants, a lot of Ukrainian immigrants, folks from Afghanistan, and students who are doing ESL at the college, mm-hmm. English as a second language, or getting their GED, there's not a lot of aid for them anywhere. So we have a free laptop program. Like, we just want to help students do better, and and, you know, like I said, be awesome, productive members of our community.
I love that this is faculty inspired, right? And you're behind it. But how do you go about the process of raising money? What's the process like? Events, things like that?
Yeah. So, I mean, in the beginning, it was definitely individual donors, and it still is. We have like tons of support from current and retired MATC faculty and staff, community members, but definitely in recent years, we've expanded into some private grants, a lot of public funding. We got an earmark from Gwen Moore for $250,000. Chevy, who was just on, has given us some funding over the year, the county, Tammy Baldwin. So we're a lot of public funding, because I think that especially in the public sector, they recognize that, you know, the federal government, the state government isn't doing enough for our students. So they're stepping in and helping them out.
Giving Tuesday, Day of Giving is coming up. This would be a great choice for you to help students in our area. How can people help?
Love it. Thank you. Yeah. So you can go to our website. It's just matcfastfund.org. There's a big button at the top of that page that you can click on and you can donate. And we would be very grateful if you're able to do that.
matcfastfund.org. I was on the website. This is a real way that people can make a difference for people in our community who are trying to live their best life. Mm-hmm. Liz Franzik is the director of the MATC Fast Fund. Liz, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Me. Thanks, you too.